Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Only one in every five motorists taken to court for driving without a licence gets a conviction. That's according to research compiled over the past 2.5 years by a road safety campaign group. Park says it is also concerned that disqualified drivers are prosecuted for the same offence of driving without a licence, making it difficult to separate how often they are caught on the roads. Well, I'm joined now by Aisling Reid from Park Road Safety Group, and thank you, Aisling, for joining us this evening. You might tell us what these figures that you've compiled show about the rate of convictions for driving without a licence.
Thank you, Sarah. Good afternoon. It's very alarming, the conviction rates and how low they are. I mean, you've places like Monaghan where the conviction rate is as low as 3%, and at its highest it's 37% in Cork. Overall, the conviction rate is 19%. It's extremely low, and we are extremely concerned as to why it is so low. Mm. And we're asking questions and we're looking for answers. There's many reasons as to why the conviction rates are so low. We just don't know what they are. And it's important that we do know what they are, because as you mentioned, disqualified drivers are prosecuted for driving without a licence. But in these figures, there's no distinction between driving without a licence, and that could be anything from not having your license at the side of the road and failing to produce it in the 10 days. Your license could be expired or you never had one. But there's also then disqualified drivers. Drivers have been disqualified, and disqualified drivers have been disqualified for very serious offences like drink driving and dangerous driving. So we're looking for those figures. We need to distinguish between who is being disqualified and who was driving without a license. We have a massive problem.
There's obviously a big difference between somebody who may be driving and stopped by a guard that and asked to produce a license and said, sorry, I've left it in the drawer at home.
Yes.
And somebody who's driving without a license because they don't have one or because they've been disqualified. And
exactly.
You're saying that the problem here is that we're not able, from the figures that you've compiled here, to distinguish between the two at the moment.
Yes, and the figures have to be there because we have the figures for the conviction rates. So when it's been processed in court, it's for either driving without a licence or a disqualified driver. So the information is there, it's just not being made available to us. And it's important for us to remember that if you are driving whilst disqualified, you pose a serious risk of causing potential death or serious injury on the roads. A big problem with disqualified drivers in this country, up to 10,000 drivers are disqualified every year, and only 1 in 10 of those surrender their licence. So the guards are going through the work. We know that they're catching them. We can see across all their social media channels that they're catching many a disqualified driver. But then it's going to court and something's gone very, very wrong. So they're putting the work in. But when it comes to the crunch, when it comes to convicting these people, it's not happening. And we need to know why. There's something very wrong here.
And do we have any insight at all into what's happening in court in that final phase?
No, like there could be loads of reasons as to why, and I'm not going to hazard a guess as to what the reasons are, because the simple fact is we don't know, and that's why we're asking for this information.
And have you raised these concerns with the Gardaí? I know this is not, given it's the court aspect of it that you have the most concern about, but I'm wondering, have the Gardaí given you any response or any indication as to what might be going on?
I think the guards feel that maybe it's mostly drivers that are driving without a license or didn't produce their license at the side of the road, but we haven't been given any conclusive answer as to why the conviction rate is so low. And also, we need to know how many of these drivers in these figures are disqualified. And that information is there. And Catherine Murphy, the TD, has raised it through PQs and the Dáil First, but the information is just not being made available to us.
We did ask the Gardaí about this, and they said that Section 38 of the Road Traffic Act creates one offence of driving without a licence.
Yes.
And a Garda Pulse record will be created to record any interaction with the driver to facilitate the initiation of a prosecution. And that will record the offence of driving without a licence, and the fact of being a disqualified driver at the time will be provided as evidence at the court appearance. And as you say, it is really, Aisling, at the court that the questions really start to arise. And really interesting discrepancies. You mentioned some of them across the country in terms of different rates of conviction.
Yeah, massively different across the country. Monaghan, Cavan, all very low rates. Cork, Kerry, low but better. They're at 37%. But overall, The rate of conviction is extremely, extremely, extremely low. And these are dangerous drivers that are on our roads. So there's something going wrong. Okay. When they're not being convicted, there's no deterrent there. When you only have 1 in 10 drivers surrendering their license, it's because there's no deterrent. The conviction rate is so low. And the last thing we want is to disqualify drivers out on our roads. From a personal perspective, my cousin was killed in a hit and run by a 3 times disqualified driver. So they do go out, they do drive, they do cause death and serious injury on the road. And it's an issue that we have raised time and time and time and time again. And so, go ahead. No, go ahead.
So I was just wondering then, who have you raised this with and who are you hoping to get clarification on this from?
So we've raised questions through Catherine Murphy. We've raised PQs through Catherine Murphy, and those questions will go to the Department of Justice and the Department of Transport. But we've many outstanding parliamentary questions that just haven't been answered, or haven't, the question that we've asked hasn't been answered. We've received a different answer back. Okay, well. So we would be calling on the Garda Commissioner to release the figures on disqualified drivers, how many are being caught per year and how many are being convicted. It's really important that we have that information for them too, so they know where to direct their time and resources.
All right. Well, we have also put a request for more information to the Department of Transport in relation to this. And Aisling, if we receive any further details, we'll bring it to you. And indeed, we'll bring those details to our listeners as well. But thank you very much for joining us this evening to talk us through your own findings in relation to all of that. That's Aisling Reid, who is from the Park Road Safety Group.